The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
When I joined the Marine Corps, I was still a Jamaican, but this country had done so much for me. I was willing to die for this country. USA. In case you haven't noticed, I am black and I have been black all my life. But that's not what this is about. What we are going to do is we are going to now be about the business of the Commonwealth. We have things to tend to. We are going to fully fund our historically black colleges and universities. You're going to hear from your governor-elect, Glenn Youngkin, and he's got a day one plan that I'm already tired about. Don't know how we're going to make it to day two, but he's going to make sure we keep more of our money in our pockets because he's going to get rid of all kinds of taxes. We're going to have safer neighborhoods, safer communities, and our children are going to get a good education.
That was Republican Winsome Sears, who has become the first black woman lieutenant governor of Virginia, declaring that she would die for America in a fiery victory speech that she gave after it became apparent that she was going to be the next lieutenant governor of Virginia. What a evening and what a week we've had. On our guest line on Thursdays, each Thursday morning, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. That was a great clip, wasn't it?
I tell you, she is just one more lady, and there's many others. I could have spent all morning sharing clips. He was on with Sean Hannity last night, and of course, you know, the left, they're already going after her. Talking about that white supremacist elected her. She pointed out, well, I'm a black woman, you know. It's just interesting to see the response of the left of some of the victories on Tuesday. I really believe it's an indicator of where we're headed next year. But let's talk for a minute about Ms. Sears, particularly another female lieutenant governor. How many female lieutenant governors do we have around the country?
So we have 19 in total, and we have 8 of them are Republican women. So It is we're growing in ranks, right? She adds one to our column on the Republican side. I had a chance to meet her in Miami at RLGA when she started campaigning, when she won the nomination. And she's a really great lady, very down to earth, wants to roll up her sleeves and get things done. And I think she brings an amazing perspective, Joey, that we need. And it's like you talked about, right? When the left, when they have no argument, they grab at straws, right? Saying white supremacists elected her. Well, she's a black woman. Remember when Ben Shapiro started really getting active and they called him an anti-Semite, right? He's Jewish. I mean, and he's an Orthodox Jew. So it's like they grasp at straws and they throw names around. And it's really a sad testament to what they're about.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, when you have people like Joy Reid, in fact, let's just listen to what Joy Reid had to say.
You have to be willing to vocalize that these Republicans are dangerous, that this isn't a party that's just another political party that disagrees with us on tax policy, that at this point, they're dangerous. They're dangerous to our national security, because stoking that kind of soft white nationalism eventually leads to the hardcore stuff.
Now, of course, Miss Sears, she came back at that, and she's ready to debate.
I wish Joy Reid would invite me on her show. Let's see if she's woman enough to do that. I'd go in a heartbeat, and we have a real discussion without Joy speaking about me behind my back, if you will. She talks about white supremacy. Does she know that I ran against a white supremacist? I mean, Joy, come on, get your facts straight, and then come talk to me.
I think it's great.
That's who they have to deal with, yes.
And I think it's refreshing, right? Because, like I said, she brings a different perspective. And yeah. I like her, don't tell us we can't do it. Like, don't belittle us because of the color of our skin and say we're not capable. We are capable. And you're not, you know, you're not our friend when you're saying that. I mean, she brings a great message. I think she'll be inspiring to young girls of color. I can't say enough great things, but let's just talk about the statement Turning Virginia made when it comes to giving power back to the parents. Parents made a very loud statement that these are our children and we will direct their future.
Yes, they did. Very, very much. So I had Representative Stuart Jones on earlier this morning. And look, maybe you can help us too. I gave him a bit of a homework assignment in this issue. You know, he and 36 Republican South Carolina legislators have asked the South Carolina School Boards Association to withdraw from the National School Board Association. I'm trying to find out how much money are we sending this national organization. Nobody seems to want to answer that question. Representative Jones is trying to dig in, but you know, they clearly do not represent our views, our beliefs here in South Carolina. Why do we need to continue to be a member?
Yeah, Joey, I don't know. I have heard the same thing. You know, at the very first stroke, I had heard that we were not a part. Then I heard that, you know, we were a part of that group, but not as a governing body, you know, just, you know, looking to them for, you know, things that are coming out of Washington, maybe, you know, just kind of like as an information gatherer, so to say. So I'm not really sure what we do with that group. And I know that we have our own state school board that, you know, guides things. So we definitely don't think the same way they do here in South Carolina. That's for sure. I know there's got to be a record of that somewhere. It's just, yes. I think if it exists, it's just finding the right person that's writing the check, right?
To make sure we're gonna,
how much we're paying.
Yeah. We're going to find that person, because here's what I mean. I've talked with a number of local school board members, and of course, what they say is, well, you know, we pay our dues to the state association, not directly to the national. Well, the state association then pays dues to the national association. Well, it's the same thing. You know, they're getting South Carolina money, to an organization that does not share our views. And so I want to know how much that is. I want to know what that amount is. And to me, I see there are a lot of states that have withdrawn their membership. And I think South Carolina needs to add their name to that list.
Yeah, I think it would be, I'm with you, Joey. You know, you and I have talked about, just in general, when people don't share your viewpoints, you have options. And spending your money there is definitely something that you can exercise. So I am, as this unfolds, I'll be watching closely to see how much money is being paid and what advantages are we getting, if any, from this.
Yeah.
And so you're asking all the right questions. And I think that's what great journalism has been about, is trying to find answers to questions that people are passionate about. And again, going back to the elections we just saw in New Jersey and Virginia, coming and talking about issues and reaching out to the people and meeting them where things are important to them, that's how we turned Virginia. That's how we almost took New Jersey. I mean, what a testament to people finding their voice.
Well, and what about this state Senate race in New Jersey? This truck driver, Edward Durr, $53. It looks like he's going to turn out Senator Steve Sweeney, who is the longest serving state senator in New Jersey history. I mean, that kind of tells you the frustration of people.
Well, exactly. And I think that's what you're seeing. But Joey, let's talk about something you and I have talked about in the past, is that's why we have to all get out and vote.
Exactly.
This idea that, you know, that we heard like, oh, don't go out and vote because your vote doesn't count. That this is a testament to why that's not true.
Yep.
People came out
count.
In record numbers. And yes. And so if you buy into that line of thinking, you're buying right into the hands of the Democrats, because of course they want us to believe that doesn't, our vote doesn't count and we shouldn't go out and vote, because then we'll never win.
Yep. You're right. You are so right. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, all right, I'm going to add to your homework, like with Representative Jones. Maybe you can dig around, and maybe between all of us, we'll find out how much South Carolina is spending to be a part of the National School Boards Association.
Well, I will definitely ask some people that I think could find me out that information, Joey, and if I get it, I will get it to you.
Well, maybe we can talk about it next week. Have a great,
great.
Week. Be safe.
Thanks, Joey. Have a great weekend.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.